We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS. That's KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.
Ooh, it's a Tasty Tuesday on the Showboat. Food, fun places in the mayhem of life. I am drug-free today, I'm pleased to report, although still got the sounds of a terrible cold that's going around. Into day 5 of Germageddon. Hope your Tuesday is awesome. I hope you're happy and safe and warm and healthy. And we're going to talk drinks today. The theme of the show is soda. Soda. I missed a big reveal yesterday from Road Reverend. The Shirley Temple sodas have landed from 7-Up, and that has caused a big stir. Probably one of the most popular posts we've had on this show as far as wanting to taste products. And yes, it's going to be available locally, so we're going to talk about the holiday Shirley Temples, the 13 holiday sodas that we miss from the past, and specifically Coca-Cola. You know, everybody makes fun of Coke and how they missed the mark with New Coke. Do you remember that back in the 80s? Actually, Coke has taken over 13 products off the market that they had hoped would be permanent fixtures to the Coke lineup, and we'll take a look at that. Maybe it's a Coke product that you liked. That is no longer available. So lots to do about sodas, pops, drinking. From the world of travel this morning, Mexico is saying, okay, Trump's not the only one that can put taxes in. They're ready to introduce a $42 per person port tax in Mexico. They're shipping people. The cruise industry is like, man, we're going to get crushed. $42 US per person tax. And there's concern that air travel could be next. Would you continue going to Mexico if they're going to put a $40 tax on everybody? U.S., that'd be $60 Canadian. This is not good news for a variety of reasons, not just the sicknesses that are going around. Driving conditions are going to get dangerous. We cannot afford to have temperatures at -1 and 50 kilometer an hour winds blowing snow around. We know what's going to happen. It's going to melt. It's going to be slippery once it cools down again, and that's exactly what's going to happen. So today, it's going to feel good on the skin. It's going to feel nice, -1. But then we got the winds picking up, again, gusting to 50 kilometers an hour. So it's going to get very, very windy, and the winds will continue into the evening hours as the temperature plummets. So snow will be blowing onto the road. It'll be probably melting a little bit. Then the temperature is going to drop. I'm not fooling around, guys. Please tell everyone you know. Tonight is going to be a friggin' skating rink. It is not going to be good on the roads tonight. And tomorrow morning could be a bit of a shit show. Wednesday, high of -15. So we go down to -15 in the overnight tonight, and then we stay there all day on Wednesday. Thursday, the sun is back. -13. Then we've got some snow and -4 on Friday, and then +1 on Saturday in the sunshine. This back and forth is not helpful. So we have got a bit of a yo-yo going on in the weather. Warm today, cold, cold, warm, warm, cold, cold, warm, warm. And again, not good for roads and not good for colds. Taking a look at our road conditions this morning, courtesy of Manitoba 511. Thankfully, things there are looking good this morning. We're okay today. This is going to be tonight and tomorrow, the event that's coming in. So look at all the black here. Isn't that nice? Man, remember last week when we had roads closed and it was just a complete dumpster fire? Thanks for pointing that out, you guys. Jeez. Okay, so you heard it here first. Breaking news. Watch for freezing drizzle on the Yellowhead, guys. You have to look really close. Bottom left corner of your screen, you can see that pink coming in across the Saskatchewan border. Freezing drizzle, that is not going to be good. We will keep an eye on the roads as the morning unfolds, but it could get very slippery very quickly. These roads the next 48 hours, not going to be a fun place to be. Angela says, be careful and stay warm, you all. Quentin says, he was just outside. It's kind of raining here, too. Oh, boy. And there are questions regarding electric vehicles, and they've got answers at Murray GM. Westman's number one EV destination, your premier destination for electric vehicle needs in Westman. They have the people and the products to help you take the next step in EV ownership. The Equinox, the Blazer, Silverado, and Hummer. It means the flexibility to find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle. Maybe you're in the market for an EV. Maybe you want to take advantage of provincial and federal grants that go towards your purchase. Maybe you want to take advantage of the special offerings they've got. And of course, saving by not visiting the gas pumps. You've got questions, they've got answers. Murray GM at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon is Westman's number one EV destination. Stop by and get your questions answered or take one for a test drive today. Sunrise Credit Union with 19 locations across Western Manitoba. They are doing an amazing job with sponsoring all kinds of different Christmas parades and Christmas tree lightings and community Christmas events throughout the holiday season. With 19 locations across the area, they are so involved in the community. And if you are hung up on saving for your first down payment, open a first home savings account with Sunrise Credit Union. Visit sunrisecu.mb.ca to learn about all the benefits and about the great mortgage rates at your local Sunrise Credit Union. And Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here with your local co-op. And again, your opportunity to win big with the Unwrap the Season contest at participating stores. You can go online to play this contest, by the way. We keep showing you this magazine. Hopefully you've got it by now, the Co-op Table Magazine. You could win free groceries for a year, free gas for a year, $1,000 home center gift card, and more. And again, for all your holiday shopping needs. Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, Neepawa, Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op, too. All kinds of different sodas available. Specialty sodas. The soda companies love to introduce sodas at this time of year. And Road Reverend was one of the first to get his hands on the new Shirley Temple. This is the new pomegranate and cherry soda from 7-Up. He says it is surprisingly good, and it brings back memories of Coconuts. Is that you used to go to Coconuts and have Shirley Temples, Road Reverend? 170 calories a can. Oof. What's a beer? 100 calories. So is it sweet? Road Reverend, give us an update. Give us some description on how you felt about the Shirley Temple 7-Up soda. Thanks, Blessed Mama. A little bit better today. I'm drug-free as opposed to yesterday's show. It was the drug-induced Tyler Glenn show. I bet it's good, but too many calories for a drink, and it's non-alcoholic. And that's the thing. There is a growing popularity for folks to have drinks, especially this time of year, that don't have alcohol in them. The non-alcoholic beverage sector is just growing exponentially. And this got huge reaction online. I mean huge. When 7-Up came out with this product, and it hit Instagram, the people were sharing it all over the place. It was absolutely crazy. And as far as Road Reverend is concerned, he said it simply brings back memories of Coconuts. And B-Town Convenience, people asking him on Facebook, where is he getting them? B-Town Convenience. Tosh says, I had 6 of those as mix in my drinks. The soda alone would have been 1,000 calories. Yeah, it's not light on the calories. I wish it came sugar-free. I would definitely try it if it was sugar-free. Here are some of the sodas that we wish that they would bring back. These are 13 discontinued Coke products that are long gone now. Remember Spiced Coke? That was from this year. It tasted like cotton candy to me. Did not like it. I ran to the store like everybody else to go try it. Cherry Vanilla. We like Cherry Coke. We like Vanilla Coke. Don't mix the two. Coca-Cola has also discontinued Diet Coke with Splenda in it. Apparently, people did not like that. I am not a fan of Diet Coke. It tastes like the aluminum can that you saw on your screen to me. I don't know. A product called Honest Tea they don't make anymore. You won't find Honest Tea Koenig still likes Tahiti Treat. Although that's not new, it's been around for a while. I can see how you like that. I just started making this at home. To hell with it. If people aren't going to buy it, you know what? You've got no taste. Coca-Cola with lime. I love it. Oh, this was also a good one. However, I have a hack for this. If you missed out on this popular drink, orange vanilla. And you know why I love this? This Coke tasted like a creamsicle. You got some orange, you got vanilla. You know how in the summertime you take a bite of that beautiful frozen treat, the beautiful creamsicle? Well, here is what you do. Make sure that you've got between 12 and 18 ounces of normal Diet Coke or whatever, or sugar-free Coke, Coke Zero. I make mine with Coke Zero. I usually take one can, full can, put it in a glass, and then I take a stingy teaspoon, which means it's not overflowing, a stingy teaspoon of orange extract. I gently place it in, because it'll foam up your Coke, gently place it in there. And then I take a stingy teaspoon of vanilla and also gently place it in the Coke. And it creates the most beautiful, it's because when this came out, it was only available in the States, and I bought a case and I fell in love with it. And I'm like, I got to see if I can make this at home. And actually came very, very close. Road Reverend says Dr. Pepper Creamy Coconut Zero is also in Brandon. I did try that. Not a fan. They're messing around with my Dr. Pepper. I've also tried the Dr. Pepper Cherry Zero, which don't mess with my Dr. Pepper, man. Coca-Cola tried to venture out of the cherry arena into the black cherry, all right? Black cherry vanilla. I missed that one. That must have been a quick one. Tab tasted like Diet Coke, although I for some reason I like Tab better. Can't seem to get that aluminum taste out of my mind. I don't know. It's Coca-Cola once had Coca-Cola cinnamon that didn't last all that long. That's got to taste awful. I think the only good cinnamon drink is Fireball. Fireball. That'd be good for colds. I should try that. Coca-Cola Black. How stupid is this? Coca-Cola Black. I don't even know what this was supposed to taste like. Was this supposed to taste like chocolate? Does anybody remember this? Road Reverend tells us about the 7-Up Shirley Temple that he used to go to Coconos with his parents back in the 70s. And, of course, they would have their cocktails. Road Reverend would get a Shirley Temple. That is so cool. So some childhood memories for Road Reverend when he had his 7-Eleven Shirley Temple. Probably going to be one of the hotter sellers this holiday season. Does anybody remember what this was supposed to be? I have no clue. Doesn't matter. They also shelved Volt Soda, for those that remember. I guess this was supposed to take on Mountain Dew. It fell flat. No good, no good, no go for the Vault. Then Coca-Cola tried to get into energy drinks. This is more recent. We had vitamins in it and caffeine. Hey, kids, try this. Nope, nope. We got our Monster drinks. We've got Ghost drinks. No Coke. Just stick to Coke. Stick to Coke. And I was big on this bandwagon, man. When they came out with these new Diet Coke flavors, do you remember this? They had the zesty blood orange and the super awesome black currant cherry. And they came in the thinner cans. And even though I'm not a Diet Coke fan, I thought to myself, I'm going to give this a try. And we tried. They came, you could get the variety pack. You'd buy a 12 pack and it came kind of like coolers, like how they sell coolers at the liquor store. Road Reverend also adds to the his thoughts on the Shirley Temple drink that it's not too sweet and it's caffeine free, which is interesting because it's got a lot of calories in it. 170 calories. Not too sweet. Interesting. Soda pop has hit the dentist list of things we should be staying away from. Yeah, the foods that they wish that we would just avoid. Dentists are begging people to stop eating these six foods and drinks. They're begging people. Dentists are. And soda pop is one of them. Any of those carbonated drinks. And I can't get away from them. Because if it's not a soda pop, it is a bubbly or something like that. But they're not good for your teeth, apparently. But I mean, there's always going to be something that's not good for you, right? Come on. You got to have some fun. You got to live your life. You got to have some bevvies, something sweet in you, something a little carbonated. Speaking of fun, the Skydancer Casino opens 7 days a week and 24 hours Thursday through Saturday, just 88 minutes from Brandon in beautiful Belcourt, North Dakota. Your chance to get Canadian at par. Just get a certain number of points on your player's card. Sign up for the player's card. When you arrive at Skydancer Casino, you get a fancy plastic card. And then you just put that in your machines every time you play. Get a certain number of points. Then go and get your $100 at par, even though the dollar may be sliding a little bit. You can get your money at par at Skydancer Casino, $100, anytime during regular operating hours during the daytime. I believe it's 8 till 10. The official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show is at Marie Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Come rain, come snow, come hail, come blizzard. It's nice and toasty warm in those service bays over at Murray's. You just pull up to the doors. They'll open the doors for you. In you go. It's quick. It's convenient. It's easy, and it gives you great peace of mind. They keep a digital record of your vehicle, so anything that may have been a concern last visit, they can revisit this visit. And at the same time, they're going to show you your filters while you wait. And of course, they make that donation to the Bear Clan, Helping Hands and Samaritan House every time you visit. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And our friends at Headley's Health Hut, new sponsors on the shows, your gift-giving headquarters for folks who maybe like sugar-free products, gluten-free products. They're at 1314 Richmond Avenue. They've got a great selection of vitamins, herbs, local products. Clean beauty, sugar-free, gluten-free, and this month look for gift baskets in themes like stress relief, beauty, gluten-free, sugar-free, and starting December the 6th, the 12 Days of Christmas giveaway features local vendor products. As we get closer to Christmas starting December the 16th, a dollar from every purchase will support Samaritan House. So, Headley's Health Hut, put that on your agenda of places to visit when it comes to getting together your gift-giving baskets, your gift-giving goodies, because everybody is in the mood for some sugar-free, sometimes gluten-free, and, again, herbs, vitamins, and more at Headley's Health Hut, 1314 Richmond Avenue, just up from Marie GM. Don't mess with my Dr. Pepper. It's just perfect the way it is. Although Dr. Pepper Zero always beats Diet Dr. Pepper. Am I right or am I right? Nothing beats Pick a Pop. And those big glass bottles and the orange crates that they came in. I would like to try that 7-Up Zero Sugar Orange or Tropical. That looks good. I haven't had that one. So anyway, there is Dad's Sodas. Yeah, Dad's Sodas are good. So what are the other foods that dentists don't want us to eat? Goes without saying, sticky candy is on the list. Sticky candy makes a lot of sense. I've had some problems with sticky candy and had to visit the dentist myself on a couple of occasions, and I get the evil eye. Are you eating sticky candy? I like sour jujubes. So the six foods are citrus, number one, and how do you not do that? I mean, when we all need vitamin C at this time of year, I guess citrus makes the acidity levels in your mouth increase. Number two is ice. Ice is fine in your drink, but chewing on ice is really bad for your teeth. I didn't know that. So we already told you about sticky candy. Bread and crackers. Dental officials said that bread can be sticky too, which can mean that it also gets stuck in your teeth and causes dental problems. Bread eventually turns into sugar, and that causes cavities. So if you're eating bread and crackers, just make sure it's not sticking to your teeth. Excuse me. Soda and energy drinks. We talked about that. And finally, coffee. What? No, we can't listen to dentists. What do they know? Apparently, coffee is another acidic beverage that can damage your teeth. It's true when you drink your coffee black or with sweetener. And for those who add sugar, it's doubly harmful. Don't listen to any of these. Probably why I'm at the dentist so much.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS. That's K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code NEWS.
beautiful, delicious. Look at that. Premium Mennonite-style farmer sausage from Co-ops of Westmount. Can't wait to test this out. Oh, it's just perfect. Perfect sausage. If you want perfect sausage for the holidays, let's see how it tastes. It is, it's so good. The spices that they use. How did they get so good at making sausage? It is the best. It is the best. Not too salty, but it's got the best spices in it. There is something about Mennonite sausage and the recipe that they use. I got to have another. It checks all the boxes. All the boxes are checked. Go to your local co-ops, pick it up. Look, it's perfect. It's perfectly done. Perfectly made. It is a premier product, though, so you will be serving the best. Way to go, Manitoba. You got to give credit where credit is due. And again, I was a fan of Mennonite sausage before this, but this is the best one I've ever had. And I'm gonna ask AI. Or is it because as Ukrainians, we are used to the garlic in our sausage. What do they put in Mennonite sausage? Makes it so good. Mennonite sausage has a distinct flavor. It starts with high quality pork. Okay, that stands to reason. Natural smoking, traditionally smoked using hardwood such as hickory or maple. Okay. Garlic, a generous amount of garlic, is the hallmark ingredient. But it doesn't taste like garlic sausage to me. It does have a savory taste, but simple spices. Mennonite sausage sticks to a minimalist approach, often avoiding overly complex seasoning. So maybe it's just the premium pork. I don't know. I'm wondering. I'm fascinated by it. Fascinated by food. Fascinated by good food. And that's what left me so disappointed this morning when I was reading about John Candy. And the last meal that he had on the planet with his cast for a movie that he was making, Wagons East. He died in 1994 at the age of 43 years old, and he made them his legendary spaghetti dish. Apparently, he made a very mean spaghetti dish. He loved food, and I had been reading, you can see it here, John Candy was said to have an affinity for a Winnipeg-based restaurant's pierogies. So much that he patronized the establishment anytime he visited the city and occasionally had orders delivered to California. This love of pierogies, which are a style of dumpling made popular in Poland, perfectly suited Candy's polka-playing characters as portrayed in Home Alone and SCTV. Isn't that cool? That John Candy had an affinity for pierogies is no big surprise, but that the restaurant was from Manitoba. I had to find out. I went to AI and it spit out that John Candy had his favorite kubasa pierogies. Never heard of such a thing, but apparently kubasa Ukrainian sausage pierogies from Winnipeg were sent to California by the actor's request. Specifically, they came from a place called Alicia's Restaurant, a beloved Winnipeg eatery known for its authentic Ukrainian dishes. John Candy was a fan of their pierogies and other hearty comfort foods, showcasing his love for Canadian cuisine even while he was living and working in California. So I've got so many questions. First off, I had to see if Alicia's still existed, and I wanted to go there because I want to have this dish. And I got excited when I read a CBC report that said Alicia's is coming back to Winnipeg. Look at the food that they had there. No wonder John Candy. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to go there, and I'm going to have some of this food. I'm sold, man. If John Candy is having the Ukrainian food shipped to California, look at that stuff. That looks like something Baba would put together. So Alicia's reopened in 2018 and the COVID pandemic hit, and Alicia's closed their doors for good. It is no longer in existence. They tried to do some meal delivery. They tried to keep it going, and I can't believe it. They were set up in North Main at the Royal Albert Arms Hotel in Winnipeg, and while their initial relaunch was successful, the pandemic, like many restaurants, took its toll. And its reunion was with Foodies was short-lived. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles with Steve Martin. While it was primarily shot at various locations across the United States, a significant portion of the film's production took place in Winnipeg, especially for scenes that require wintry, snowy environments. Additionally, his connection to Winnipeg extended beyond film because he publicly appeared in the city several times due to the city's great food at that time. However, as far as films primarily shot in Winnipeg, Cool Runnings also had several scenes that were shot in Winnipeg and Calgary. So two movies, Planes, Trains, Automobiles, and Cool Runnings. That is cool. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Some of it was shot in Winnipeg. Those aren't pillows. You got to watch it. I watched it last week. It's a Thanksgiving thing. I've done it for years. So I was very sad to read that Alicia is just out of business. Doesn't that look good? What is it with the Ukrainian restaurants that just can't make it go? Harry's Ukrainian Kitchen was another one in our area. They used to have like a Ukrainian buffet once a week, I think. And people loved it. They came from all around. Harry retires and no one takes over. You've always got time for Tim Hortons. I'll tell you, the Bailey's is on. It's non-alcoholic Bailey's at Tim Hortons. You can get a Boston cream donut filled with Bailey's. It tastes amazing. If you love the taste of Bailey's, you've got to get yourself into Tim Hortons with 10 area locations to serve you in Verdun, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. And not only do they have the non-alcoholic Bailey's, but they have got the best deal on breakfast, the $3 breakfast sandwich. Yes, with every hot or cold beverage purchase, you can get a classic bacon and egg sandwich, sausage and egg sandwich, or egg and cheese sandwich for just $3. For a limited time at Tim Hortons, West Manan area, again, with 10 locations to serve you, Mooseman, Dauphin, Neepaw, Brandon, and in Verdun. Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. Giving Tuesday, Project Leaf is on. You can donate today at leons.ca. Of course, they were a big part of Cyber Monday with all kinds of special deals on furniture, appliances, and electronics. And they've got a special Giving Tuesday link all set up and ready for you. Give it happy Giving Tuesday today. The Leaf Project from Leon's is a commitment to help rebuild Canada's forests devastated by record-breaking forest fires this summer. Leon's will plant 10,000 trees and provide customers the opportunity to donate seedlings, starting at $5, which will be planted in partnership with Tree Canada. At Leon's, of course, your furniture and appliance headquarters in Brandon in the West End. And our friends at Eplaw Office, if you're in need of a lawyer for real estate, for wills, for some incorporation, Eplaw Office is doing amazing work over on 18th Street across from the RBC. They can help you with navigating buying or selling a home to the intricacies of corporate and estate law. Eplaw Office is at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. Jones Turkey and Gravy Soda. Who makes this? Turkey and gravy soda. Really? Did you ever have this? I remember when it came out, everyone was disgusted. I'm still disgusted. Gross. Holiday Spice Pepsi. What is that supposed to taste like? Ginger, cinnamon, and cloves in your pop. Coca-Cola Hot Chocolate Pepsi. Those two things should not go together. I don't think that's a... Mountain Dew Merry Mashup. Cranberry pomegranate flavor with other natural flavors in your Mountain Dew. Don't know about that, Tim. Apple Pie Pepsi. I never got a chance to try that one. If it came in zero, I would try it. Mountain Dew Gingerbread Snap. Jeez, these pop companies will do anything to get us to buy a can of their sugar water, eh? It's crazy. Pepsi Christmas Cola. It's caramel cola? Yep. In Japan, drinkers had the chance to experience a wintry whiteout in the form of Pepsi Christmas Cola. A blizzard in a bottle that threw tongues brave enough to take it a taste into the frosty white wonderland of flavor. And it's gone. Mountain Dew Holiday Brew. The ultimate holiday brew. What made that? Oh, it had apple cider, sweet apple cider infused in its. Jeez. Pepsi S'mores Collection. I think they've managed to tackle every flavor known to man. Spiced Sprite Spiced Cranberry. I remember buying that. I liked it. It was good during the holidays. Anything cranberry during the holidays is good. Two more. Pepsi Salted Caramel. Ooh, why does that sound like it would taste good? 2017 shopping season, Pepsi introduced Pepsi Salted Caramel, a natural extension of the product line that didn't exactly scream holiday flavor. Really? It's got 170 calories in it as well, although you get 591 mils. Unlike Road Reverend's Shirley Temple, that was a 355 mil can. That's a lot of calories, 170 calories in one can of drink. Oof. And Coke Freestyle Holiday Mix. If you're lucky to have a Coke Freestyle machine, they once did the Holiday Mix, Secret Santa, Mistletoe Flow, Vanilla Root Beer Essence, and the Jolly Reindeer flavors. It is amazing how many drink flavors they have made over the years that they don't make anymore. It's crazy. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has suggested that Canada become America's 51st state. This after a meeting where Justin Trudeau and the incoming U.S. president had a dinner meeting on Friday to talk tariffs. Paraphrasing the discussion, Trump told Trudeau that Canada has failed on the border and allowed a tremendous amount of drugs into the country. 25%, which is true, and illegal immigrants from 70 different countries, which again is true. The border is in serious decline. We've had this on the show only because I have friends that work for U.S. Border Protection, because the media are not talking about this. Canadians, what's happening is people are coming in from across the globe into Canada and using us as a back door. Plus, Trump became more animated when it came to the U.S. trade deficit, which Canada's trade surplus with the United States is over $100 billion. Trudeau told Trump he can't levy the tariff because it would kill the Canadian economy. Trump replied, "So your country can't survive unless it's ripping off the U.S. to a tune of $100 billion? Trump suggested to Trudeau in the meeting that Canada become the 51st state. This caused the prime minister to laugh nervously, Fox News has been told. But he continued telling Trudeau that prime minister maybe is a better title, though he could still be governor of a 51st state should America decide to welcome the Canadian Dominion into the American Union. He told Trudeau that if he can't handle his list of demands without ripping off the United States, Canada needs to seriously become a U.S. state and make Prime Minister Trudeau its first governor. Nothing surprises me. Nothing surprises me. Kuiper's Family Bakery, well, they could surprise me because I always think I know how great their stuff is going to taste. But God, when they get those trays of Christmas goodies together, oh man, whipped shortbread, there's nothing better. Nanaimo bars, they've got the laundry list of Christmas baking this month. It is Super Bowl time at Kuiper's Family Bakery. So if you are in need of Christmas baking, this is the month to visit Kuiper's Family Bakery. Or maybe you've got your Christmas baking done, but you've always wanted to pick up their raisin bread, or maybe some cheese buns to have with the turkey, or something to add some festive flair, maybe one of those big, beautiful loaves. Kuiper's Family Bakery is your family bakery. From fluffy cinnamon buns to every decadent pastry. 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. At the Elkhorn Resort and Clarsaux Nordic Spa, huge list of events happening in the month of December, including a visit from Santa Claus coming up on the 23rd. That's a Sunday, I believe. Monday the 23rd at 1 p.m. Kids will be out of school. Meet and greet with Santa at the Elkhorn. And even on Christmas Eve, there's a kids' Christmas craft event on the 24th at 1 o'clock. And at noon on the 25th, a special happy hour for kids. Not everybody's with friends and family, or sometimes they'll do a resort-based holiday event. And if you plan to do that at the Elkhorn Resort, They've got events right through the holidays. Live music at the Buffalo Bar includes Bobby Dove, Neil Thornham, and a whole lot more. Wine tasting, the next big wine tasting event happening at Clarkson Nordic Spas on the 11th. And you can check out a complete list of all the activities happening at the Elkhorn Resort at elkhornresort.mb.ca. And again, our friends at Auto Fashion, if you need detailing or fine auto finishing done, you've got to see my friends at Auto Fashion, proud sponsors of the Brandon Wheat Kings. And again, we have the opportunity for you to win Auto Fashion Wheat Kings Flex Passes with the My Favorite Seat contest. All you need to do is take a picture of the best seat in your house to win a great seat in the Wheat Kings house with our friends at Auto Fashion. My Favorite Seat. Like Chad, who sent us the picture of his grandma's couch. Christine says, my favorite seat on the front step, watching my small community, talking with my child, having the cats play nearby. Look at that. What a beautiful shot. And lastly, before we go, so some concern out of Mexico, a $42 per person port tax. The cruise industry is saying, please, please don't do this. This would be devastating for the cruise business. And I mean, the cruise business is added to a laundry list of businesses that are recovering post-pandemic. $42 U.S. per person. Some cruise lines saying they just won't go to Mexico anymore if they're going to do that. Some of the airlines are saying, don't you dare even think of bringing in a $42 per person tax for people flying into Mexico. It could devastate the tourism industry. According to the Associated Press, Mexico considering the port tax per person for visiting. It may even be more nasty and not just a one-time fee, but every time you visit a port. Oh, my God. So if you're going to three ports, you get hit three times. That would suck. Holy cow. How many ports could you do? Possibly on a cruise, you could hit three or four ports. That could add easy $300 or $400 to your trip. That is insane. So anyway, we're living in this era where there is going to be some big changes. There's just no more money to go around. The governments are just scrounging to get cash. The city, the province, the state, the feds on both sides of the border, even Mexico saying we need more cash. So let's start charging tourists. Japan charges $7 U.S. to enter their country. That's by air or by sea. Thailand has a tourist tax of 300 baht, or $9 U.S., which Zumba Bernice likely paid. Italy also charges a tourist tax, $8 U.S. While not a federal tax, Hawaii has a $15 U.S. entry fee called a sustainability fee. I didn't know that. Bali has an Indonesia. They're proposing a tourist fee of $10 U.S. New Zealand charges a visitor levy of $22 U.S. And I guess Mexico has a tourist tax. If you visit Cancun, there is a tourist tax of $25 U.S. per person. They must hide that in the cost of airfare or your packages or something. I've been to Cancun only once, and I don't think I paid it. I can't remember paying it. We are. Thank you again for hanging out and having a visit with me today. I'm going to go prepare for Canada to join the United States, and well, I'm just kidding. We'll follow this and other stories. The big concern will be the roads on Wednesday, and of course, we'll be on top of that for you. And thank you, Sunseekers, for joining our ride where bright rays and good vibes collide. Goodbye for now, but it's not the end. We'll see you soon, like the sun once again, for another special day of fun and frivolity, a hump day Wednesday, tomorrow at 7. Hey, thank you so much for joining the show today. I do appreciate it. We'll see you again tomorrow. Have a great day, guys.